What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
You a liar.
I was with my girlfriend. You a liar. You didn't let me get out into the word. I was with
he's my like, liar. You're a liar. Because I actually know exactly where you were. You're
I have
a
tracker on your car.
And you're unlikable. You have two friends.
Speaking of tracker, we never tracked down that bag. I realize every day the stuff that was in there when I start looking for stuff. Happened.
You're a good person because I would be flipping my lid.
Flipping. Over 20 grand worth of stuff in my suitcase, y'all. And Delta got the nerve to say, I can write you a check for $3,000.
Delta, y'all dead ass wrong.
Y'all
for that.
Are wrong.
Y'all are wrong.
And I'm
going to
still
that.
Fly you and get my mouse because I'm diamond medallion.
For sure.
We on Delta Saturday to LA.
Can't wait.
Hey, y'all. We back. We're back.
Why are you so quiet?
It didn't come out.
Well, run it again. Do it like, right.
You know all the church signals. What's this mean?
This means flip. This means flip. So if you're flipping the octaves, that's flip. Mm-hmm. This means end.
Enough. This means again.
This means again. The bridge is something. I don't remember what bridge is.
Not flip.
This is the like from the top.
From the top.
This is the flip.
All right, do my sign.
Huh?
From give me the signal. Okay. Do it. We're back.
Yes. Yeah, so okay. Like,
do them all.
Okay, ready?
We're back. That's good. We're back. It's like, God damn.
That's it.
Ooh, that's what they be doing in church. Sorry, y'all. If you can't see this, we're acting a fool. Go to YouTube.
Go ahead, sing it. We're back.
Oh. We're back.
I was trying to cover up some of the noise back there.
I know.
I was like yeah.
Because it's loud back there. Y'all, we're back.
We're back.
Another episode of the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
I'm Megan Ashley.
And here we are in ATL.
ATL, ho.
Why I gotta be ho? I changed my life. I did do a little bit of that. No, I'm just kidding. You ain't got ATL. It. What did you say last time? You were like, well, if you don't say it, they won't know.
They won't know.
Yeah. But I just want to shout out real quick where we are.
First of
Maya. Oh, what were you going to say?
No, I was saying the space is... absolutely
so
beautiful. Make sure you go to YouTube to see it.
I do not want to get the name wrong. Jesus, whose phone is ringing in the back of our production?
She's so ridiculous.
I'm just kidding.
We'll watch it be like her phone or something. Like,
it's your laptop, B. I don't even have a laptop.
Yes, you do. That you don't use.
I do, but.
You bought our brand. B bought a brand new laptop. She's like, I'm going to Mac. I can edit my own videos. I'm going to go to Mac.
I'm going to be a YouTuber to make a vlog.
She's like, I've done it before. I'll do it again. She used that laptop
in them U-Haul boxes.
She bought a brand new MacBook Pro. Has never used it.
Never.
Give it to me. I need it.
You can have it.
Can I really?
I'm sure. I haven't touched that MacBook since I bought
ooh,
it.
Ooh, I was going to buy a new laptop. I could really utilize another one. Thank you.
Geek.
I'm like,
really
I'm going to get my mouse pen. Ooh, I'm going to get some stuff done. I need a bigger screen.
Because
you got a 15-inch, right?
A screen?
Yeah. You didn't get a 13-inch, did you? I think you got a 15.
I don't know.
Because I have a MacBook Air, and it's I'm getting old, y'all. My eyes.
Still got Windows 95 on it.
Girl, I had the very first MacBook laptop.
Really?
In 2008.
Oh, I think I did too. Yeah.
I had the white one.
But it had you could record on it. It had a camera on it.
Camera.
Yeah.
But I thought I was so cool because everybody in my Bible, this is when I went to Bible college, everybody had like Windows and mm-hmm. Google. Mm-hmm. And I had like the white MacBook Pro.
Like,
and my best friend Earl had the black one. So we were like,
shout out to Earl. Where's he at?
He's in LA.
Really?
No. He's in Cali. I don't know where.
Do y'all still talk?
Every now and then, but he's like literally, I think I've showed you him before. He's like the dopest person. Like, he's a
fashion guy. I think you showed me him. Yeah.
Shout out to Earl. He's the best.
Hey, Earl.
What was?
But peace. I see you. Something Extraordinary Content House. That's the house we're at, y'all. Our girl Samaya let us use it.
It's beautiful.
They are sponsoring this episode. It is so dope. I love this color.
She's obsessed with this color.
I'm obsessed with it. I'm like, I like the color too.
I've been into orange lately, though.
Yeah.
It's the color of your sacral chakra, and that's creativity.
So dope.
So orange is like a
creative vibe. They are not fully open yet, so y'all can DM them. The Instagram is SE Content House. DM them for rates. They should be opening late spring here in Atlanta, so it's super, super dope.
Beautiful. Like, beautiful.
That girl. She was on our podcast episode. I don't know.
She's on one of the first ones at my house in the basement.
In the basement, in your movie room. Look at how far we come.
If y'all need to go back and look at some of those episodes,
y'all have to watch the old episodes.
No, I had a breakdown in one of those episodes.
Did you?
I was like, fuck those kids. Fuck. I was like, was anyone going to tell me that I was literally
that
having a mental breakdown?
That we should not edit this out?
I'm like, no one was like concerned.
I don't remember.
Is anyone watching?
I don't remember the episode.
I look back at this episode
what
and I'm like.
What episode was it?
I don't know, but there's clips out there.
What was I saying?
You were like, let her get it out. I was going through it, you guys. You don't understand. When we started this podcast, that was the end of my depression. I was really going through
That's
it.
That's good, though.
Yeah, but I had a whole, like, Britney Spears moment. No one said
it was
anything.
Not that bad.
I mean,
we wouldn't have put it out. What episode
pretty,
is it?
It looked pretty
Y'all
nuts.
Go back and watch the episode.
No, now like, it's about to be clips everywhere. Don't
now that episode about to go viral.
It was a mess. Anyway.
Y'all, we've been really social lately.
No, we haven't.
Okay, so y'all tell me in the comments, is this social or not? Megan says it's intentional. I say it's social. And then I agreed that it was social intentionality.
Oh, look at you.
Is that a word?
Intentionality is?
Yes, social intentionality. Because we don't like to go nowhere. We've been to two events in the past 2 weeks.
No, we've been to more than that.
Which ones? Tell them. Because we've been out here in these
ATL
streets.
I don't know, but the last couple weeks, last week, remember last week? There was something.
That is our friend circle, y'all.
Yeah. Ooh, I said
all these birthdays, quinceañeras. I'm like, who is mitzvahs. Mexican? Jesus, why are we celebrating Kwanzaa? All these Lent.
It's something.
I'm like, all these anniversaries.
And then when you're friends with successful people, it's something to celebrate all the time.
All the time. All the time.
All the time. All the time.
Well, I'll say that later. My girl.
What?
I'll say it after this segment.
Sure.
We're social. Intentionality.
But we've had a lot of things going on. And we hate to be around people. So.
We literally go to events, find a corner.
We are hiding in corners.
Sweating. We're like, yeah, those people know who we are. They just hugged us. Are you sweating? You ready to go? I'm ready to go.
Nervous.
Nervous.
For what? It's like, what are you so nervous for? Like,
I don't want to be around humans. Is that scriptural?
No, I don't think it is.
Is that okay?
But I think we got to figure out why. What's the why?
Because what is the need?
I think that's my biggest thing.
It's what are like we doing?
If it's not for a purpose.
Because we have so much fun by ourselves. So it's not like we're
We sound crazy.
Oh, seriously. Man. Like, you want to go to this party? Our life is a party. I don't need to go to a party to turn up.
We have so much fun.
We turn up in your car. Ooh, Jesus. That's a blessing, but that's really crazy.
Is it sick? I'm like saying it out loud. I'm like, are we okay?
I'm like, we have so much fun in your car. Those are the best times.
It's like, well, what the hell y'all doing in our car?
I think it's a little bit of that. But I said we've been social lately because we went to two events. I'm thinking of the PLT event.
Yep. We went to Pretty Little Things, reached out to us and asked us to come to their, because they're coming to Atlanta.
Merch. This is not a paid ad. So I'm not going to get too deep into what I got on.
Please.
Sponsor episode. Thank you.
We need some money.
We need a check.
We trying to do big things.
Yeah.
We need catch money
us
to do it.
Catch us while we affordable.
Yeah, because the rates is going up. They're like,
nobody wants to sponsor you, baby. Your rates are low as hell. You will take what you can get. Maybe. What's your budget? You know, hold on. We're going to get back to us being social. But if you're trying to get somebody to sponsor you, and you're like, well, what's your budget? If they say, what's your rate? And you say, what's your budget? You will take anything. I need the money. What's your rate? Would you really want to be like 20K? If they say their budget is 500, it's like, well, how long it got to stay up?
Well, it can go on my stories.
Well, okay, I could put it on my story. I could leave it up for 24 hours.
Jesus. What's your budget?
I'm it's not like ever either you have. That again.
I can't.
What is your rate?
What's your rate? Like, here's my rate.
What's your budget?
My rate depends on what you're able to do.
Because if I say 20K and you're like, oh, it's okay. You'd be like, well, what you got?
Well, I mean, I'd be willing to do it for 10.
For you? Since you know so-and-so.
Yeah, for sure. But we've been invited to a lot of things. Premieres, we've said we haven't gone to like 4 premieres that we were invited to.
We try to be super intentional with why we're going. Yeah. There's always a goal in mind.
Yeah.
Like we went to a UTA grand opening here. It's a huge agency.
That was super important that we went.
Super important. But we didn't feel like getting up, getting out of bed, getting ready, makeup.
Good nap.
Nap.
Ooh,
I woke up from a nap.
I just got chills thinking. I'm no lie.
About a nap?
About the nap I had yesterday.
Oh, Lord. Mine was good, too.
And but I woke why up. Would my body get chills thinking about...
Because rest is one of the top things
on my list
that I need to be priorities. Happy.
Resting. I was knocked out.
Yeah.
And then when I got the call, when I opened my eyes, I saw that Nicole had texted us, who's our attorney. Mm-hmm. She's also an agent.
At UTA.
Yeah. And that getting up... when you're asleep and you get like that shot, like you ever like miss your alarm
or
an oversleep?
I think you got up in excitement because you called me like, we need to go. I got up still woozy.
I got up in excitement and panic.
Oh yeah. Like we were late.
Well, yeah, because I had to get the kids situated, get their dinner situated, make sure that they were situated. Then I was like, shit.
Are we gonna make it?
I hadn't even gotten in the shower from the gym.
Yeah.
So I have to get in the shower, do my hair, do my makeup. And I'm like, frazzling.
It's a lot to do to go out. But anyway, long story short, we got up.
We did it.
We went. We were social. We talked to people.
We were hiding in corners, so that didn't change.
We were in the corner like, you doing something.
Unless
so
we are saying hi to people physically shaking their hand, we were in a corner.
Yeah.
And it's not that we're antisocial because we think that we're whatever.
Yeah.
It's just... the more you're in the public for people,
the less
you want to be
it's
seen.
It's our job now.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we went there with a purpose, a goal to meet certain people. We met every single person. Mm-hmm. Like, go into it with intent. If you're going to party and have fun, go party. That's your intention. That's your goal. If you're going to meet somebody and talk to somebody or tell somebody about your business, have that intent and that goal before you go.
Yeah.
And we have it. And once we reach the goal... we out. We're like, we did what we came to do.
We it was our plan to meet three important people.
Yeah. We met everyone.
And we met them.
Yeah.
And we left.
Yep. Yep.
And that was literally like, okay, we're going, we're meeting this person.
Yep.
I mean, and we were able to see some of our friends, like Marco was there and Desi was there. We were able to see people and say hi and be social in that way.
Yeah.
But like, it's intentional. We're going to do this. And then we did it and we left.
And I think sometimes in the industry or in general, whatever industry you're in, you could be in the hair industry. If you're out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So when people see you, they think of you when opportunities come up. Like, oh, I just saw her. Let me hit her up.
Yeah.
So,
you know, one thing that I noticed last night, I didn't introduce myself as Megan Ashley. And I wish I did. Every time I said Megan.
You say Megan, I always say Megan Ashley.
I know. I don't know why. I'm not used to introducing myself as Megan Ashley.
I always introduce myself as Megan Ashley.
But I need to do better at that just because, like, what I'm learning, because I've always been behind the scenes. So what I'm learning is that you being intentional as an artist and what that looks like and making sure.
Because when you're in those places, you're not Megan, the mom of three. Or I mean, you still are.
I'm not the best friend.
You're the entrepreneur. You are the
podcast.
Like,
she was making me walk in front of her. I was like, get your ass in front of me. She was like,
go. I was like, you go. It's a whole thing. But yeah,
and
you're Megan Ashley
in
those rooms.
She's walking around smelling like a damn roasted garlic, rosemary, thyme,
oregano, chewing on leaves all day. I've been cleansing and eating garlic. That's a whole nother story. We'll talk about that probably this episode or the next episode.
But yeah, it was just having to be mindful of that.
Who you are in those environments.
Yeah. And there was a lot of, you know, and the other thing that I found very interesting when we were there last night was like the people that came up to us was like, you guys are doing it the right way. Like everything you're doing from your marketing to your merch to your, and we're like, thanks.
Thank you. And we look at each other. We're like, what are we doing?
We have no idea. Like we know what we're doing of like literally the marketing plan is purpose. Like there is no blueprint because we're creating
creating the blueprint as we go.
But we're literally doing like the Bible says, like God will order your steps. Mm-hmm. And it literally has been one A, B, C. Okay, next step. Mm-hmm. Okay, next step. And everything that we do is in alignment with the purpose and just allowing God to guide us through that.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been like
a huge.
We're just like,
there's no blueprint.
Yeah.
We say we want to do something. How are we getting.
And thank God for our team.
That done. Yeah.
That helps us get it done. Yeah. But.
And we have a small team. We have a team of 1, 2, 4 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well. Daily, yes.
Yeah, core team. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I think for me, too, I still have a little bit of social anxiety. I see myself in social environments totally different than I was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. You've been different ever since 2020.
Yeah.
As far as socially, like.
Socially.
I've never experienced that from you. And it's still even something that I'm getting used to.
Mm.
Like. Knowing how to kind of, because I'm naturally an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
I hate.
You've been killing it.
I am an introvert.
I'm like, ooh, she is talking. Let me get back. But she got this one.
But I'm trying to be more of a partner because you aren't always comfortable. And it's not fair that you have to do it.
Yeah.
Be that person that walks in front and says hi and da-da-da. That's not fair for you in the partnership.
Mm.
And so. If I expect you to step outside of your comfort zone, even when it's not comfortable, I have to be willing to do the same thing. That's and it's good. Not comfortable for me at all. Like, I fucking hate it.
You be killing it.
But I know how to be what I need to be in a room.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know how to read a room and be what I need to be for that room.
Yeah, we did good. But yeah,
It was great.
How do I get out of that?
I think it's a mind thing.
2020 thing, we're talking about like, public
cancellation.
And I went through a whole personal transition. We've talked about that before, but I feel like after that, my social life changed a lot.
Yeah.
The way I act in social environments.
You got very like
nervous.
I hate that. Cause that's so not you.
Mm.
I hate that. Cause it's not you at all. Like
I hate feeling like that.
B is a person that comes into a room and she brightens up the room. She's the party of the
What's
room.
Up? What,
yeah, like she's That's like so she's the party. Mm-hmm. But lately, ever since then, you've been very like that person's weird. I'm like, they're not being weird. You're just you're being weird. They're not weird. You're weird. But she's like, the person's being weird. I'm like, no, they're not. Yeah. You're just. But I hate that because I know that's not you.
It's a mental thing. But the whole time I'm in a social environment, I'm thinking of every little thing. Like is this person looking at me?
Mm.
It's not ever a relaxed setting.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking about something. I'm never just, and maybe that's a confidence thing. Maybe I kind of lost a little bit of confidence.
Mm.
Like I'm not as confident as I used to be.
Because of what happened?
Maybe.
Confident in what way though? Because it's not
if it's
the
like
way
an
you
everybody's
look.
Out to get me thing. Mm. Like, are you looking at me because you're a supporter of...
Are you just secretly...
Do you hate me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's it.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
Yeah. But I notice when I'm in public environments, I get very like, it's never just I'm here mm-hmm. in the moment. I'm thinking about everything. Mm-hmm.
But too, it's also an opportunity for you because if... it's no different than having to overcome your diet
or
whatever. Like at the end of the day, that's a gift that you have mm-hmm. to be able to walk into a room mm-hmm. and brighten it up mm-hmm. and be mm-hmm. a star because mm-hmm. that's what God gifted you with. Mm-hmm. And so you have to know that in those times, if you start to feel yourself going like that, mm-hmm. like, you have to kind of come against it and be like, no, that's not who I am.
I'm
not nervous. Yeah. God hasn't given me a spirit of fear.
Yeah.
I'm confident.
Yeah.
I am who I am. I am who God called me to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm a light in this world. And I'm not going to shrink myself because of
what's going on
in my head.
Do you feel like I'm the same socially since 2020? Or has it changed? Has it gone worse? Has it gotten better?
I feel like it's times. Because there are times where like, last night, I know you were struggling a little bit.
So weird.
But then there are times where I'm like, oh, wow, she's really like, mm-hmm. okay. Like mm-hmm. when we went to, when we were in New York at Jen's event, and I know you went the day after, and I had to leave.
Yeah.
And you were like, I was so social. I was talking to everybody.
Great.
You were great.
Yeah.
But you were also in a room fully of white people.
Yep.
You
that didn't know
that
me.
That didn't know you.
They didn't know me.
So
maybe that's it too.
That, yeah. And I think that you have to, and I also think that I think this is a scripture. I don't know where it's at, so don't quote me, but it talks about don't let your good be evil spoken of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that this situation reminds me of that. But sometimes when you are in your head in social environments, it has nothing to do with like who is there individually, mm-hmm. but sometimes your interactions with people can be like,
for sure.
They can read differently.
For sure.
Even
for
though
sure.
it's not your intention.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's a trick of the enemy. I think that is an opportunity for the enemy
for
to
for somebody
like,
to say, yeah, yeah,
she's,
yeah.
She's rude. She's this, she's that. Yep, and that's exactly what you're trying not to happen.
Do. Yep.
But
yep.
because you're in your head and you're allowing fear to lead you
yep.
and not leaning on God. And yep. because scripture, in your weakness, his strength is made perfect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perfect in mm-hmm. your weakness. Mm-hmm. So you have to, in those moments, be like, this isn't me.
Be yourself. Who are you?
And just lean on God. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm completely yeah. on, God is completely on you.
Yeah.
I'm totally trusting you in this yep. moment because I can't do it on my own.
Yep.
And I just think it's an opportunity for you. Yeah. So I think, like, just identifying
aware
it
of
and
it.
Being aware yeah. of it.
And challenge it in that moment. Yes. Don't sit in that.
And two, be a good steward over your own shit. Prepare yourself before you walk out of the house.
Yep.
God, you know yep. what I have to go do.
Yep.
You
yep.
know that yep. I know that you sent me into this industry to be a light.
Yep.
You
yep.
sent me yep. in this industry to be an example of who you are, mm-hmm. to be an example of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's my position to be in this mm-hmm. industry. So, oh, that's me.
Look
I'm
back
so
in.
Sorry. It's 2:22.
Oh, 2:22.
That's why my alarm went off. But I think to say that, mm-hmm. you prep yourself like I do with Caleb, with my son who's autistic. Before we go into environments
yep, that you I'm know like, we're going to be loud.
That's going to be chaotic or, yeah. and too much for his sensory. I'm like, all right, Caleb, we're getting ready to go do this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be loud. If you need anything, squeeze my
here.
Hand.
Yep.
I'm going to hold your hand. Yep. Like just preparing him yep. for the environment that he's getting ready to come into. And I think the same thing could work
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
Like, all right, God, you know what I'm about to go mm-hmm. into.
Know what I have to do.
You know yeah. what I have yeah. to do.
I just hate that.
I know.
It makes me emotional. I'm like, that is not me.
But I think it's just an opportunity.
Yeah.
I think you look, don't beat yourself up about it yeah. and don't be hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. This is really an opportunity for God to show you mm-hmm. who he is.
Yep, yep, yep.
And for you, it's
to
not
lean
about,
on him.
Because
yeah.
it's not, we can't operate off of our own ability.
Mm-hmm.
Like he mm-hmm. can't be, he can't really be fully him
mm-hmm.
if we're just doing
and
it
and we
all
don't need him yeah yeah yeah, yeah.
it's like
yeah.
God's not gonna create a life yeah. for you where he's not necessary yeah. all right God I need you
yeah
you know
that's good
and just
certain
prepping
things
yourself.
Are gonna happen in y'all's lives that are really 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 change who you are
yeah
like it changed me so drastically
it drastically did.
Like, from an extreme extrovert to an introvert
hermit.
That is crazy.
This is a girl who gets on top of tables. And I mean, and she's still there because even throughout 2020, I've seen you still do
have
that.
Those moments for sure.
That night in Miami was
lit, wild. You were on the table with me.
No, I fucking was not.
Wait, what night are you talking about?
Yeah, what night are you talking about? When was I on a table?
Like, get off the mic. At the restaurant.
What?
Yes, I have a video. You weren't on the table.
Oh,
but
I was, okay, well.
You were doing the robot. And if Megan is doing the robot, then G is lit. Yes, you were doing that.
Okay, yeah, that was fun. Yeah. I ain't gonna hold you. That was fun. We gotta go back there. That's
our spot.
But no, I'm talking about the night that you had a whole performance in front of Quavo.
Oh, Jesus. At the strip club?
Yes.
I performed.
She performed.
And then I looked at Megan. I said,
"You said we got to go.
We done threw 10 bands. We have got to go."
I said,
"And
yeah.
I'm calling my bank in the morning and saying fraud. It was fraud." Y'all, if we are at the club, at the strip club, we ain't been to the strip club in a minute, but them strip clubs, if I look at Megan and say, "Where's the ATM?"
Or she say, "I'll be right back." I said, "No, you don't." I will go with you to the bathroom.
I'd be like,
you
no.
Not. You're like, no, I'll be right back.
A couple
or
of drinks.
Or wait till I'm distracted.
And I'll come back with $5,000 to give strippers. What?
You want to see somebody awkwardly throw money? Hand me money in a strip club.
Megan, I'm like, God bless you. Baby, you don't have to do this.
I'm like placing it gently on them.
She's like, can we throw it? I'm like, girl, throw it.
You like, throw it. I'm like, here you go. Here you go.
And one for you. Yeah, don't spend it all in one place. Now, one for you and one for
like,
you.
You don't get this grandma out of the strip club, please.
Bitch, give me the money. This $2 ain't finna do nothing.
And then when they start twerking, you're like, well, I mean, I see.
I get it. You deserve more. But I'm all out.
I see your talent.
No more strip clubs. When you run out of money, you'd be like, thank you. Thank you, Caramel Sunday. I'm all done.
Like, thank you, Caramel Drizzle. You were the best.
That's all I got. You twerked me dry.
You twerked me
dry.
No more strip clubs. Are we done with that? Or is that not, we're still in our journey?
I don't know. We haven't been to one in a while. Like last time Cheetah. We were at the strip club, somebody came up to us and gave us their testimony.
But it was Cheetah. That doesn't really count. It's a restaurant. We didn't get
lap dances, but it was still naked girls walking around.
She was 18.
18.
Crying.
Crying.
Saying that she listens to our podcast all the time, and she had to listen to it before she came to work to get her mind right.
Ooh.
18.
In the strip club.
With a thong on. Crying.
Pasties. Titties on her knee. They weren't really that saggy.
They were nice. I mean.
They were real. They were a little saggy. I was looking.
The girl was
like, Jesus, young buck.
Which one? Because there were two girls. I'm talking about the younger girl that sat down next to us. Remember, she got in the booth and we hugged her. And
yeah. Hers was a little
saggy.
I mean, they were a little saggy.
Ooh. At 18?
Maybe she has kids. I don't know.
I'm like, were my titties saggy at 18? I don't think so.
I don't remember my titties not being saggy ever. So, I don't know.
You had nice boobs in high school.
Did I?
I mean, they were always bigger than mine.
Thanks.
There's this picture of us going to homecoming. We had these little boosty. What? First of all.
Who let us walk out? This is why.
I was at my dad and stepmom. And they were going through it. So they didn't give a damn what I was doing.
I think I changed at your house.
Yo, we got ready. That was the night that my stepmom. Never mind. I'm not even going to get into that. My stepmom beat up my dad's girlfriend at the time.
I was there?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You were standing in the garage holding Mackenzie, my little sister, and I was pulling my stepmom off of this white girl named Rachel.
Ooh, Rachel. How you doing?
Ooh, if I ever see her. She's somebody I will... Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Pray for her. She's somebody I pray for.
But we had on bustiers.
And what was crazy is that if you look at the picture... I have on my stepmom's bra.
Trying to be rough.
Because I didn't have a black bra, and it's too big. The bra's up here.
If we find this picture, we're going to put it in, but we got to find it.
Red belts.
We had on the same belt. What the fuck?
Mini pencil. You remember pencil skirts? Pencil black skirts.
At the bottom, we was going to church. At the top, we was burlesque.
A mess. Red earrings.
Nah, we was fly. It's a mess now, but back then we was like.
We walked into that homecoming.
Hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
My girl. All right, I'm going to work on social anxiety.
I think you're going to be fine.
Okay.
And if we got to do a little prep work before, then we do a little prep
work. You be helping me so much through it.
I was like, get in front of me. She was like, no.
She had to walk in front of me. We walked into a crowded room.
Clinical anxiety. She has anxiety, trauma anxiety.
Yeah,
I have clinical anxiety. Anxiety. So it's like.
We walked into a room full of niggas. They was all like, they probably weren't. But in my mind, they were all
staring,
looking at us.
Staring. Blazing.
Ooh, and I know I look down. I'm like,
I get nervous to fall.
I'm not worried about that.
Because I'm clumsy. I will fall.
Yeah. It was fine, though. We did fine.
It was great.
Yeah.
UTA coming to Atlanta is a really big deal.
It's huge.
It's huge. So I'm so happy we went.
Because we want an agency, and we're going to be with the best.
Because we are the best. Number one podcast in the world.
Baby.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. Who is that? Who's the rapper?
Yay, yay.
I think I said, yay, yay.
Like, bring it back. Give me a minute.
What's up?
I know it's a Cali rapper.
Okay, well, who?
Who says yay, yay? Fuck.
Come on, you know this.
It's
fine.
Tupac.
No, but he fine.
He is fine.
He is fine.
Ooh wee.
I mean, he was fine back in the day. He had like curly hair.
I heard he was.
Wait, was that Eazy-E?
Easy E didn't say yay, yay.
I know, but his friend did.
Dre?
No.
Dr. Dre?
No.
Jay, who says yay, yay?
Don't tell him. Don't tell her.
Tell me. I don't want to guess forever.
Okay, Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is he? Yes. I knew it was one of them. Yeah.
Somebody like, on the you like Suge Knight? I'm Dr. like, Dr. Dre? Tupac? Snoop?
I knew it was one of them.
Yeah. All right, yeah. You want to break down these lyrics? Well, first, let me tell you why I chose this song.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to break down these lyrics to this gospel song that I love. Megan loves it, too. What's it called?
Y'all, I found a new gospel, art, like an R&B gospel
hard
playlist. Fire.
Oh, the one you showed me on Instagram, yep. Right? Oh, no.
The guy that I showed you?
Yeah.
No, he's a new artist, and I don't think he's a gospel artist. He's actually an African artist, and that shit was fire. I can't wait
till
that album comes out. But no, I'm talking about, I found this gospel playlist, but it's like Christian R&B chill mix playlist. Oh, it's fire.
Fire.
Fire. There's literally
the best.
Okay, we got to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, let's talk
we
about
gotta
it.
We got to talk about it. Okay, so I feel very passionate about this because you know how you used to be like, Instagram isn't toxic. What you follow is toxic. My suggestive, yep. Like things that come up for yep. Suggest is all real estate, yep. Home decor, yep. Food.
Food, for sure, food.
Astrology, like any.
Little hair and nails here and there. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, a little here and there. Yeah. Not as much, but here yeah. And there. Space stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything.
Mindset stuff.
Mindset or Christian.
Christian
or
stuff.
Or Bible.
Yep.
Like every, yep. It's all.
Whatever you look at, that is what is going to be your aesthetic and on your timeline.
It's out there.
It's out there.
If you're looking for like positivity, it's out there.
It has to start with just following one person and then see who they follow. And then stuff will start to pop up on your Explore page.
But it made me think about, I thought about this a lot yesterday because I was listening to this. I have a, like a little Christian hip hop list, mm-hmm. playlist or whatever. And this one song that I let you listen to, mm-hmm. I was like, you can't tell me that's not Travis Scott, Future, Young
Thug, sound like the
Migos. Like it sounded just like that.
Literally her playlist, I'm like, if I was a DJ, I would literally sneak this into the clubs and they wouldn't even know it was gospel music.
You wouldn't know unless you're listening
to the lyrics.
To the lyrics.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even know.
But it made me think like, I haven't really been listening to secular music like that lately.
Me either.
It doesn't, like, even if I try to put it on,
I'll it put, feels different.
I'm just like, because I don't relate to it anymore. And yeah. I thought about yeah. that. I'm like,
yep, yep.
I don't identify with
yep.
it.
Yep, yep. Even the toxic songs.
The toxic
it's like you've been through
songs,
that, but you're
yeah.
not in it anymore.
I understand it.
Yes.
I get
yes.
it. And I
yes.
still, I love me some Janae and I love yes. SZA and I will listen to yes. them, you know, here and there for sure. I mean, I love them. And their lyrics, I still can identify in the sense of like, I've been through that. Mm-hmm. I understand mm-hmm. what they mean by that. Mm-hmm. I could get that, whatever.
But if you're out of that trauma,
whether
but
when
it's.
You don't identify yep. with it anymore.
Yep.
And like all these Christian hip hop songs that I've been listening to.
It's so good.
I'm like, it's easy for me to listen to because it aligns with my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my life is mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And so it's just easier to listen to that. And mm-hmm. I'm like, man, it really has nothing to do with, because the shit is dope.
It's relatable.
And it's dope.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the beats are hard. Yep. The lyrics are hard.
What, you played one song when we got in the car the other day, the way he came in. He said the devil something.
Ooh. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me find it.
He came in at home.
I can play how many seconds
that
of it?
On her face. I said, Megan, don't you
she
ever turn.
She literally like, did. I was like, ouch.
The way he came in on that beat, you would have thought it was DaBaby or Lil Baby. Or
it sounded like DaBaby for sure. Like how he was
how
rapping.
How he came
in. How many seconds can I play?
Just do a few. Like okay. It was like the first line. But he said the devil something. Oh, shoot. We be in the car like, yeah.
What song was that?
I don't know. It was so hard, though.
Oh, it was this.
Put it on the mic.
Can y'all hear it?
You got things. Hey, I had some beef with the devil, so I had to hop on the stool.
Ooh!
If we start talking about ops, then I probably
he
got
said, I had some beef with the devil, so I had to hop in the stool.
I had some beef with the devil, so
nigga.
I had to hop in the stool?
I don't fuck with the devil. I'm about to put down 16 bars for that nigga.
But it's like, it's fire.
What? The way he came in on that beat, though, she had the bass bumping in the car. He said, I had some beat with the devil, so I had to hop in the stool. I said, you sound like the baby. But Christian. What he look like? He's single. All these Christian people be married. I'm like, Lord, is there any single Christian rappers? He not too bad. What's his name?
Mike Teezy. That's the guy that be doing all the remixes.
Hey, Mike Teezy.
Hey, Mike Teezy. What's she doing?
But the way he came in, we just be listening.
His wife like, girl,
bitch. His wife like, this be Simone, bitch. I'm sick of these hoes.
I'm sick of these gospel hoes.
No, for sure, because there's for sure gospel hoes. Ooh. We grew up in the church. We know.
There are some Jesus.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. Deaconess. You a deaconess? But you all up on the pastor. At the first lady house.
Getting dick down.
Ooh, Jesus. That's
y'all, church, one day we're going to break. One day we're going to uncover some, I'm going to tell y'all some stuff.
Some secrets. I'm going to tell y'all some stuff. My dad's a pastor, baby. I know. The way they be on Sunday ain't the way they be at the house. I'm not talking about my dad. But I'm saying, in general, ain't the way these church people be at the house. Sunday, hello. At the house, get your motherfucking ass. Pastor Greenfield. No, I'm just kidding.
It definitely is my not dad. Her dad.
I don't even her think dad, I've ever heard my dad.
I was about to say, your dad has probably never said a cuss word.
Ever.
He is the most my gentle,
dad is pretty much who he is.
Consistent person.
He's so gentle. Daddy, I'm kidding. But church people do be fucking girl, listen, bullshit.
Crazy stuff. But anyway, what song did you want to
bring?
I have to pull it up.
What time is it? Okay, we do have time.
Yo, Maverick shout out City to Mike Teezy. Go check out his music. Seriously.
The way he came in on that beat, I had some beef with the devil, so I had to hop in the school.
Oh, and just a little inside plug. If you are on BRI's Close Friends, we share our playlist only to our close friends.
So. Y'all, sign up for our close friends. Megan just started the close friends. You got almost 500 people in there.
Yeah. I'm about to shut it down, though, Saturday. It's the last day you can join.
Y'all. Well, you got to leave it up now, at least till Wednesday.
Oh, dang.
So at least till today. Today will be the last day.
That's it.
She's like, I am closing it. I think it's so cool, though. We'll get to this song in a minute, but I think it's so cool because I am experiencing you different, too.
Like, really? Seeing,
yeah.
You feel like I'm different?
No, I'm saying on social media.
No, I'm saying you feel, experiencing me on social media.
Yeah, not experiencing you different, but seeing a different side of you on social media with everybody else. Because you never talk on your stories. You just post, you know, scriptures or here and there or high and by, but like talking about your day and just seeing you be excited to talk to people. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm tuned in. I'm like watching, you know, so I think it's cool.
Yeah.
And I think I shared it's a good some, outlet.
Like, pretty personal stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a good outlet.
Like my divorce papers. I like put that on there.
When Caleb was, had to get put under. Jonah was in the hospital. Like so much has happened this week. And you've been very vulnerable on your close friends and sharing it with them. Yeah. But those are the people that love you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah. So I feel safe there.
You feel safe.
For sure. You too, though. I mean, like, you're way more, going back to your what happened in 2020, you completely shut down from social media for a long time.
I would post and delete. Like, I can't post that. The shade room's going to put. I was so.
In her head.
In my head.
Yeah. But now, because of close friends,
I love it.
Yeah. And you're sharing some really personal stuff. Yeah.
We both are.
Yeah.
So yeah, sign up for our close friends, guys. Ding. But this song is Maverick City. What is it called? Excuse me.
Never Lost.
Never Lost. And Megan was like, what song do you want to do? Let's do it with a topic for today. And the topic I want to talk about today that led me to this song, because I was like weeping on it was probably Tuesday, a day or two ago. Today is
Weeping. It's like there's cries.
There's a cry.
There's tears. There's cries.
There's weeping.
And then there's sobbing. Then and then there's wailing.
You said wailing. I don't think I was wailing. I was weeping.
Have you ever wailed? Ooh. I mean, like.
Scream.
Not scream, but like.
Yeah, for like, sure. But I was one less than that. Like a weep. Not a wail. I didn't need a wail
yet. It was weeping. And then what was after weeping?
I think wailing
sobbing.
Is next.
Were you sobbing?
Sobbing, then weeping. Then what's wailing. Weeping? Like a weep.
Sobbing like is
talking.
Like,
sobbing is like more minimal than a weep, I think.
You think?
To me, a weep sounds.
A weep sounds like.
You look like Jonah. Wait, what's sobbing?
Sobbing is like right before wailing.
Ooh, Ooh, well, I was right before wailing.
So you were sobbing.
I guess so.
What does it look like? Show us. Really be crying. I'm like, you so fucking ugly. Ugly. Stop crying.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Like that.
Braylon is but a to the church tea. Mother, y'all. When she starts crying.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Screaming. In the name of Jesus.
She starts screaming.
Screaming. Thank you. It's like, Lord, that's all you can say. I don't want to ask you for nothing. I'm just weeping in praise. Mm,
I'm praise. Sorry. I messed you up, my bad.
Anyway, sobbing, weeping. I was about to wail. That's all I know.
But it was to wail.
Because of what I was thinking about, which I'll share a little bit of this, not in depth, without her permission, my baby sister, I love you. I haven't even talked to her about it. But being there for her lately emotionally, she's been going through it, you know, just life. And I've been pouring life into her. Mm-hmm. Like, God will heal you in a second. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is believe, mm-hmm. like, change your mindset mm-hmm. and read this book and do this mm-hmm. and... just filling up her cup mm-hmm. with words of affirmation mm-hmm. and, you know, going in like God is a healer, God, mm-hmm. pulling up scriptures, like mm-hmm. all these scriptures about healing. I literally Googled scriptures about healing, sent her all these things, change your mindset, believe. All you have to do is seek him. Like he's right there. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit is with you. I know mm-hmm. you feel alone, but he's never left mm-hmm. you. Like just saying all of these things. And she's been trying to heal emotionally. And I got sick again. I've been going through this gut health stuff for a couple months, trying to figure out what's going on with my gut, whether it's a parasite or whatever. I'm going to get a test next week. But I correlated the two. Like, I'm trying to heal physically. Mm-hmm. And all the things I said to her.
You're like, I need to apply to myself. God will smack you right in the mouth.
It's so easy to tell other people to believe, to have faith. You believe it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if she just believes, mm-hmm. it's a wrap. If she just, and then I get sick and I'm crying because I'm just sick of dealing with this. And it's painful. I'm just having gut issues, y'all. So pray for me about that. But talking to Megan about it, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I'll tell you later. Megan showed up at my house with flowers and I was crying. Just emotional. But they say, the doctor I talked to today, he's like, your gut health can affect your emotions. You've probably been very emotional lately. Mm. You probably haven't felt like yourself. Mm. Your mood. He said all of my symptoms. Wow. It's your gut.
Your gut health is everything.
It's so important, y'all. Yeah. But I said all that to say, I was weeping to this song because of the lyrics. And it made me think of how you believe in God for everybody else around you. Mm. He'll do it for you. Like, if I see Megan sad, I'm like, God will heal her. God will heal her mind. God will take away.
And believe it.
What? And know it. He will take away bipolar depression. He will, God will heal Caleb. If that isn't his will, Caleb can speak full sentences. Mm-hmm. Like, believe it. Mm-hmm. God will heal Jonah. Jonah's been sick. Believe it for everybody else. Mm-hmm. And then when I get sick, I'm like, in my head or have anxiety about it. Mm-hmm. And I talked to one of my friends. He was like, there's a difference between believing in God and trusting him. Mm-hmm. Like you believe he can do it, but trusting him means you remove all of the anxiety, all the worry, and you truly trust that he'll do it for you. So, you know, just battling with that. I think God is just testing my faith in him when it comes to me because I believe it for everybody else.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest areas of work that in my faith with Christ, like in my walk with Christ, is I believe that he'll do it for everyone else and I won't believe it as much for myself. Like I believe that God's a healer.
I just
don't know if he'll heal me. Ooh. I believe that God will provide, but I just don't know if he'll provide for me.
Or if it's in my will, or if it's maybe this is just.
And it's an offense to God because he's no respecter of person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what he does for one, he'll do, like, cause he will always act in consistency to his character. He's not about to change his mind because of you.
Yeah.
He's not about to change his promises.
He is a healer. He's not a healer for Megan. He's not a healer for my sister. He is a healer, period.
Woo. And the Bible says by his stripes, we were healed, made healed.
Yeah.
Like we were, it's already done.
It's done.
The challenge is believing that he'll do it for you. And there are several scriptures and several things in the Bible, but the one thing that always comes back is like, who do you say that I am?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the person that is talking is like, well, they say that you're this and you're, they say that you're that. And, you know, and he said, well, who do you say that I am?
You
have to believe it for you. You can believe it for other people and have faith for other people, but the relationship is for you. Mm-hmm. And just like there's like in the Bible, where it says, well, I spoke in tongues and I healed the sick and I did this for the poor and I did it. And he says, yeah, but I don't know you.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You did all this stuff
and had no relationship with me. You had no relationship with me.
And that's what he really desires.
Just a relationship.
He wants that communion with you.
Yeah.
He wants you to believe that he loves you enough to take you out of that situation or to heal you or to provide for you or to show up. He wants you to believe that he'll do it for you.
Yep.
Because he's your God.
Yep.
Just as much as he's Braylon's God, he's my God too.
Yep.
Just as much as he's Braylon's father, he's my father too.
Yep.
And my father acts in consistency to his character. So if I can believe
across
it for
the
you,
board.
I have to believe
it for
me.
Myself.
And that's a big thing that I struggle with. I know that that's a big thing that
I don't think I've ever experienced it like that. Like, well, it was like this is the lesson.
Yeah.
Like plain as day.
Yeah.
Like I got it in that moment. Like
even for me, because I feel like I'm the friend. Mm-hmm. My gift is articulation and I can show up for people very well and I can show up for people in the way that they need me to show up and encourage them and I'm really good at that and can't do it for myself. I'm really good at helping other people find their words to point out how they feel and can't do it for myself. That's a big thing that I struggle with because just because it's my gift doesn't mean that I still don't have a challenge
with it. Yeah.
So that's just something that, you know, we both have to work on.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because, and this is why I love how God is so intentional, because why I feel like it had to be us for our purposes, because when I'm believing for KFS, I'm believing for you. So it makes me have to believe for me. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm attached to it.
That's lit. Yeah.
But if it was just me on my own, I don't know if I
would believe.
If I would believe as powerful.
Wow.
But because I love you and you're attached to this, it makes me believe.
And you believe in me.
Yeah. And I believe, like I would do, I believe in you. You could say, I want a spaceship tomorrow. And I'm like, well,
she's going to get a spaceship.
She's in a spaceship. We'll fucking make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if God were to put me out here on my own, I don't know if, and that's why I always say, like, when God was creating me, he had B in mind. And when he was creating B, he had, when God was creating me, he had B in mind and vice versa.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that, like, it had to be this.
It had to be that. Yeah.
I would not believe if it was on my own.
That is wild.
How intentional
that
he
is
was
wild.
About that. Like, this is why we're able to do what we do with KFS.
Yep.
Because it's like we leaning on each other in such a
pull
strong
up each
way.
Other. Yep.
It's like when I'm down, she's like, all right, I got it.
What?
Boom, 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 boom. When she's down, I'm like, all right, I got it. Boom, boom. Like
that's
we have
so
faith
crazy.
In each other
yeah.
and
yeah.
faith in God.
Yeah.
And that's what's propelling this thing.
Yeah.
Because we really believe it.
I know that's a challenging thing.
Yeah.
I know it is.
It is. And it's not uncommon. I think everybody
is sure
challenged
anybody
with that.
Listening to this has, you believe it for everybody else. You have to believe it for yourself.
So let's just make a challenge that this week we're just going to confess and believe it for us too.
Yep. Whatever you believe for your friend, whatever you believe you're encouraging your friend about, you're going to make it through that. You're going to get that job promotion. You're going to get that money. You're going
to talk to yourself.
You got to say that to yourself and believe it for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to pour into other people. And when it comes to you, like Megan said, if God is a healer, he's a healer all the way around.
Yep.
He ain't just going to heal my sister.
Yep. He's just a healer.
He's just a healer, period.
Yep.
So I just...
And your relationship with you is also important. Like, that's something God has been, like, reminding me of is, like, you also matter.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you also deserve that. You also, you know, you also should be considered. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And God loves us individually, collectively, but he loves us. Like, he's so... The Bible talks about he knows the number of hairs on our head. He's so intentional and specific about us. So why would he not for
why
you?
Why would he not?
Why would that even be a question? Why would he not? It's
why
just,
would he not?
You just have to, and I, like I told you, and I've even said this to my mom, who's the greatest Christian I've ever known, because she still battles with her health
yeah.
bad. And she'll say things and I'm like, Mom, no.
Why are you saying that?
Don't say that. Yeah. I'm like, Mom, make your body line up with God's word.
Yep. Make it.
Make it. Make your situation line up with God's word.
Yep.
Make it.
Yep.
I'm not asking God to heal me. I'm healed.
That's it.
I'm not asking God to provide. He's already a provider. It's already provided. You just have to align.
Yep.
And that's a whole nother topic we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But you have to align your thoughts with the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth is you're healed.
Yep.
And truth is your sister's healed.
Yep.
And your gut is healed.
Yep.
There is no parasite.
That's it.
It's not my parasite. No, you don't have a parasite.
That's
you're
it.
You're done. Like
it's healed.
It's healed.
Yeah.
And you just believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the world has like made us think that like, ugh, that's crazy, but it's not.
It's the truth.
That's the truth.
You're and healed. I've done it with every other aspect of my life. Believing I can have $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Believing and we can have a podcast. Believing you need to do it with things like this too.
Yeah.
It's not just manifesting or through God.
Mm-hmm.
The great things, manifesting through God, the things that are scary.
Yeah.
Like I'm telling y'all, when I get like this with my health, it's nothing else matters when you don't have your health.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm not healthy, I can't do nothing. If I don't feel good, I don't feel my best. I want to walk into every room mm-hmm. being energetic, not being lethargic and tired. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you want to get to the root of what's wrong. Mm-hmm. So.
And that was even when like my youngest son had to go to the emergency room this past couple days ago.
Yeah.
He had pneumonia, which is a whole nother subject. But I took him to the doctor and they said he had allergies. Really, he had pneumonia and they didn't
Ridiculous.
Test him. But anyway, had to take him to the emergency room. But as I was on my way there, I was just praying. And I was just like, God, I thank you that Jonah is healed, whatever it is. And I was like, I pray for every doctor
mm-hmm.
and nurse that he's going to encounter tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that you give them wisdom
yep.
and you let them operate in their gift with excellence and
yep.
they'll be able to identify. And even if he's healed through identifying what the issue is,
he's healed.
And that
he's using the doctor
God.
As a vessel.
If that's what it is, then fine.
That's it.
I think what we need to be mindful of and what I've been telling you is praying for wisdom, understanding, and discernment.
Yeah.
I don't really ask God for
nothing.
Anything outside of that. My prayers to him
nothing.
Is not, God,
nothing.
Give us $1 million. God, give me
that
a
change. That
I don't pray for
never been
any
that.
Of that.
Never been that.
I pray for wisdom,
yeah.
understanding,
yeah.
and discernment.
Yep.
Because if I have that, everything else will line
yep.
up.
And to let your will be done and
yeah.
let me align with it.
Yeah.
That's
it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything
yep.
else will be added unto
yep.
you. My first goal is to have understanding,
yep.
wisdom, so that I am always conscious and
yep.
aware of God.
Yep.
And that I am, okay, like when the Holy Spirit told me to take Jonah to the emergency room, let's go. Found out what was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's better.
And it wasn't allergies.
Yeah. And you know
yep.
what I'm saying?
Yep.
But just having like God
that
just
discernment.
Give me
yeah.
wisdom.
Yep.
Give me understanding.
Let me be
give
able
me
to hear your voice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And everything else will be.
Everything else will follow.
Literally.
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
change your prayers up too.
Even thanking him for the stuff. You don't have peace right now. You're
Thank
in
you
chaos.
For peace.
Thank you God for peace. Thank you God for financial stability. Thank you God. For all the things that you're asking him for, they're already yours because you're his child.
Yep.
They're already yours. Start
you
thanking
inherited
him for it.
Yeah.
You
inherit that.
Yep.
It's not that you deserve it.
Yep.
It's not that you didn't do anything to deserve it.
Nothing.
But you're entitled to it.
Yep.
Because
of
no
who your father is.
It's no different than in two generations from now, our children will be having trust in real estate
mm-hmm,
that they
mm-hmm.
didn't have to work for.
Yep. Yep.
But
because they
are in
yep.
our bloodline,
yep.
because they're our children, they're in our
yep.
bloodline, they're entitled
yep.
to it because of who they're connected
mm-hmm.
to.
It's just like a king. Like you're born a king. You're born a prince.
Yep.
I didn't do anything that my dad is a king.
Yep.
I was born. I'm a queen. You get what I'm saying?
It's that simple. And God doesn't see it as any different. You're his child and everything that he has is available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are stipulations and we can get into that
Ooh,
another time.
We got to talk about
but,
that.
But yeah, there are stipulations
yeah.
to that, but you're entitled to it.
Yeah.
Healing is your birthright.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's your birthright. So let's switch up our prayers this week and be more intentional about asking for the right things. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
But the song is Never Lost by Maverick City. I'm like, do we have time to go over all this?
How many minutes are we at? Oh, we got 5 minutes.
Oh, we're good. Okay. So, Never Lost. Y'all have to
shout listen. Out to Joe. I love Joe Barnes. He's the one that sings on this song.
Okay. It's a 13-minute song. Have you ever weeped
for 13 minutes and 13 seconds?
I was like, all right, now. Just the lyrics in this song were so relatable to how I felt and what I was going through with my sister. He is my faithful father, calling me out of the dark. The night cannot whisper away what he said in the light. And that line is like, even when you're in the darkness, what he said, what he promised you in the light, when you were happy and you felt so good.
Doesn't change.
It doesn't change just because you're going through a storm. Mm-hmm. His promises are the same no matter how you feel.
Yep. She's about to start weeping now.
What? He's my foundation. My anchor won't be moved. Storms may collide, but my soul is on fire with his word. Can we lift that up together? When listed, I want to get to the part. I guess I could read it all, but when listen to the sound, the power on my lips, Jesus has broken the curse. Jesus. He has never lost a battle.
Not one.
It didn't say he has never lost your friend's battles. He has never lost your cousin's battles. He has never lost a battle. I'm like, I am so worried about my sister. I poured into her. She's going to be fine. Now I'm worried about me. I'm going to be fine.
He's never lost.
One. Not just for the people you love, not for the people you pour into, not for the people you believe in, for you also. This applies to you also. Mm-hmm. And he never will. And then it just repeats that. Ooh, they start going in at the end.
This is my part that I like. It says, he has never lost a battle. And who are you, great mountain, that you should not bow low? Like, even the Bible talks about how everything is under his commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even a mountain.
No matter what you are.
Think about a mountain, though.
Mm-hmm.
If God tells that mountain
to move. To be flat.
Everything is under his commandment. And that's why it says, like, who are you, great mountain, that you can't bow low? Like, and you have to look at your battles like that in the circumstances in your life. Like, who are you, anxiety?
Who are you, depression?
That you can't bow low.
When
the name of Jesus is proclaimed, who are you that you can't bow low?
Who are you?
Depression, anxiety, cancer,
yep.
Gut health.
Yep. Yep.
Anything.
Loneliness,
low self-esteem.
Yep.
Financial burdens.
Yep.
Like, all of it
yep.
has to bow. Like, who are you?
Yep.
You have to look at your circumstances like that. Like, you're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
To mm-hmm. the God I serve, mm-hmm. even you have to bow.
Mm-hmm. And it's not easy, y'all. It's a mindset thing. You have to constantly talk to yourself.
Oh,
like that thing you posted. Dang. For every positive thought, there's a negative
mm-hmm.
thought. But which one are you feeding more?
Yep.
You have to get in the practice of feeding the positive thoughts.
Yeah.
What part was after that?
Who are you, Grey Mountain? Jesus defeated the darkness. He's never lost a battle.
He has never lost a battle. Jesus.
Christ Redeemer, we remember he has won the war. Jesus, mighty overcomer, our defender has conquered.
And they repeat that.
They repeat that, yeah. And then it goes into back to the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, it's a long song. But if you put this on and just repeat it,
yeah,
the word, because it's yeah. very repetitive.
It's so repetitive.
It's just a good declaration for your life.
When he's going in, like, he will never lose a battle, and he never will, and he never will. I've tasted and seen. Like, I've experienced for myself. If you're watching this, if you're still alive, if you still have breath in your body, you have made it through every obstacle in your past. Every single one, your darkest days that you mm-hmm. thought you were never going to make it through, you made it through. Why would he not do that in the future?
Yeah.
Why would he not? Like, the days you didn't want to get up, the days you were crying, the days you were depressed, the days you thought you would never get out of that relationship, that job you hated, that toxic life, you made it through that. Why would you not make it through what you're going through now?
Yeah.
And you have to remember that.
Yeah. And you have to know that if it happened, he allowed it,
mm-hmm.
and his grace is sufficient for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing that you're going through is a surprise to God. Nothing.
Mm.
Nothing that you've ever experienced has caught him off guard, wasn't on his radar.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it all, and he allowed it. And that's a hard pill to swallow mm-hmm. sometimes, because I've been through some shit mm-hmm. that I'm like, damn, I wish you would not have allowed that. Ooh. But then when I came out of that, I was so thankful
that, you
that he allowed it because of what he taught me in that time.
Yeah.
But if you're going through it, you have to know and remind yourself he allowed it.
Yeah.
And his grace is sufficient for
you.
Me.
Yeah.
Not grace is sufficient for Braylon, because his grace is, but it specifically says for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not just his grace is sufficient. Mm-hmm. His grace is sufficient for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's customized for you, mm-hmm. your circumstances, your experience in this life. And if you're going through it, he allowed it and he has a plan for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the plan is, Jeremiah 29, plans to prosper you, not to harm you,
mm-hmm.
plans to give you hope, life, and a future.
Mm-hmm.
That's the promise.
That's it. That's it.
That's it.
That's literally it. Y'all, listen to this song today, play it over and over. And just like we were saying on social media, whatever is on your timeline is a choice. The people mm-hmm. you are following, I done muted so many people. You don't want to offend some people. Why you unfollow me? You just going to be muted. Because I don't want to hear your mouth just because I've known you for 10 years.
I'm not trying to look at your
I don't want to see your booty cheeks. Hole. Jesus.
All on my screen. Shaking,
shaking, shaking. Of the booty shaking. Hole and the areolas. I get it.
I'm sick of it.
Woo,
your body just, is nice. I don't need to see
get
it.
Get it. Lord.
Woo. That's a whole nother thing. And we'll get to it.
And we'll get to it. But choose what you follow. Choose what you listen to. Choose what you feed your mind. And you will naturally start to grow, and your mindset will start to change positively. That's it.
You name it,
he overcame it. Ooh, that's the part. That is the part. Y'all got to hear it. Y'all, if you don't know this song, baby, play that song for
you
your praise.
You name it, he overcame. When Joe sings that, I want to scream.
You name it, he overcame it. There is not one thing, HIV, AIDS, depression, cancer,
breakup,
death,
divorce,
the blind, all of that,
abortion, miscarriage,
loneliness.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He overcame it.
He overcame it.
All of it.
All of it.
All of it. All of it.
Play that song right now, y'all.
You name it. He
go
overcame it.
You name it.
Name it.
Name it.
Name it.
Well, what about?
Name. He overcame that.
Well, what about?
And that.
And, but I.
And that.
But this one time.
That too.
But my mama,
mm-hmm.
but my daddy yep, didn't that. Love me, but mm-hmm. all that, anything you've been through, he overcame it. So I'm working on this too, y'all. It's not as
we,
easy.
Everybody
yeah,
is. We are working on that.
I'm working on knowing his promises are for me also, and not just everybody around me that I love.
Yeah.
Whew. That's a good episode.
This is you guys, make sure episode. You, if you hear something that really rang true with you, share the video,
yeah,
share the
it.
Audio,
yeah.
share the clips.
Yeah.
This is the type of stuff, like if you want to see more positive things on your timelines and your algorithms, whatever, like this is the type of stuff that, you know, and we're just two women that are figuring
sharing
it out,
our journey.
Sharing our journey
sharing
and bringing you
journey.
Guys on the journey with us. So, but yeah, make sure you guys like, subscribe, comment. Follow our Patreon page if you want exclusive content. So our Patreon is amazing.
Amazing.
Our community is beautiful on Patreon.
Chain Gang is Patreon.
Yeah.
I know y'all hear us say Chain Gang a lot, but Chain Gang is Patreon.
It's Patreon.
Yeah.
And tour is coming really soon. That's going to be announced first on Patreon and our close friends. So make sure you guys sign up for our close friends. This is it. This is the last day to sign up for our close friends.
That's
I'm
it.
Not playing.
Shutting it down. Tonight. Midnight. Done.
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 Dunsies. And if you're not in,
sorry for you. You're not getting the exclusive content, the BTS and all of that.
And we got some crazy stuff coming up.
Ooh. LA this weekend. You know how we do when we go out there.
Sound bowl healing.
Sound bowl healing. Don't say it on the mic.
Jesus.
They said that was demonic. That's a whole nother episode. They're like, do you live case? I'm like, Jesus. They think I'm a wizard.
Freaking Harry Potter.
They think I'm a goblin. Goons and goblins.
Okay.
All right.
Because I got scripture for y'all.
All right. All right. We're done. We love y'all. Please tune in next week to the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And we love you guys.
We also love Jesus. See you
all
later.
The way. Jesus is the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. That's in the Bible.
Is that the only scripture you know?
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's all I know by heart.
Working on that.
Corinthians, love is patient. Love is.
What? Which one?
Don't know.
1 Corinthians 13.
This girl knows everything. She'd
well,
be like,
I have that tattooed on me.
2:2. I'll be like, Timothy. I didn't even know there was a Timothy.
She didn't know there was a Deborah.
I did not know there was a Deborah in the Bible. You just shared her story with me.
Wild.
Wild. My aunt's name is Deborah. Well, my granny's sister.
That's irrelevant.
Love you.
Bye, y'all.
See you later.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.